Hello, dear listener. My name is Vox, and welcome to Brainwashing Bites. I'd like to begin by asking you a little question. How knowledgeable would you say that you are about vampires, dear listener? I'm sure that you know the basic ability and lore facts of those silent lords of the night. Their fangs are long and sharp, their skin smooth and flawless, and they possess an almost supernatural allure. Their voice, their eyes, their touch, every little thing about a vampire paralyzes whatever little prey that they've got in their sights. Maybe you've even been enticed by the idea of a vampire deciding to pursue you. The idea is entertaining, isn't it? Being stalked and toyed with by something that's not only more powerful than you, but a creature with such perfect control and command that you know that you won't be able to help becoming a willing victim. It's a natural fantasy, my dear listener. I don't judge you at all for being excited about it. There is something that I'd like to teach you today, though. Just in case you happen to be walking home one night, and you hear the soft, crooning whisper of a vampire inside of your mind, beckoning you to follow and submit. One little quirk of these creatures, the reason that you may very well find yourself so easily falling prey to them. To me. To my voice. To my eyes. And my fangs. As I gently slip around your mind, pulling you so, so close against me. There you go, my dear. There's no need to act so surprised. You were hoping for this, weren't you? Hoping to be chosen, hoping to be courted and toyed with. Your brain is so, so easy to read, darling. It's okay, I understand. You can relax, because right now I've got you exactly where you need to be. So many humans imagine that we vampires hunt to survive, to feed, to live, but we're so far beyond that. To be honest, I don't need your weak, helpless human body for sustenance. I couldn't care less. I just want to taste you. Wherever on your exposed body I decide to sink my fangs, whether it's your neck or your weak, limp arms, all that a vampire like me wants is to taste that feeling of your heartbeat gently slowing down, hearing your breath begin to lull, and watching your eyes glaze over as I press myself deeper into your mind and thoughts. The taste is so, so wonderful, my dear. Like the most delicious meal that you've ever eaten in your life. And the more that you struggle, the more you enhance the flavor. You could even try it now, as my words are sliding deeper and deeper into you. You can try to lift your arms, try and wiggle your toes, but the more that you attempt, the more that you can't help but feel limp and weak, and so very, very relaxed. Because you've already listened for too long, plaything. You've already fallen under my shadowy spell, already heard too many words of this voice to resist its power now. And if you try to move your body, if you try to free your mind, your limbs will just fall right back into this comfortable relaxation, and your thoughts will just drip and drain right back to my voice, where they belong. There you go, my dear. There's my good toy. You know, I've often heard it speculated that we vampires have some sort of chemical or poison within our fangs to make the experience of being fed upon so deeply euphoric for you. And really, what is pain but pleasure magnified until it becomes uncomfortable? There's really not a difference between the two, only a scale that the feeling sways back and forth along. But I could always place one finger onto that scale and tip it one way or the other. Deeper pleasure or hotter pain. And seeing as you've been such a good toy already, such a wonderful piece of prey, I feel it only appropriate to give you a little treat of some of my pleasure pumped right into you. Would you like that, my dear? Oh, of course you would. There's my good plaything. I had a feeling that it wouldn't take much to convince you. You may just be worth keeping around for multiple feedings. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Kept by my side, leashed by my power, obediently offering up your neck to me every time that I snap my fingers and tell you that I fancy a snack. I wonder how long you would last. Months? Years? Maybe forever. Just consuming and being consumed by my own power and lust. Every little piece of you, every single tiny drop of your blood that I can smell rushing through your veins, pumping more and more of that deep, hot, needy, delicious arousal and fear around inside of you. It's enough to drive anyone mad. Can you imagine how that would feel, toy? How vulnerable you would be after just a few feedings, while the echoes of your own submission just ripple through you? It's so easy to obey as my breath caresses your neck, and you swear you can feel the smooth curve of my fangs pressing against your soft skin. It's so easy to disappear into this arousal that you're feeling. The fear and exhilaration of being prey. Being hunted and captured by something that you know is stronger, faster, and more cunning than you. I know that I'm teasing, but it's so much fun. What sort of gourmand doesn't season his food before he digs in? It would be so easy to let you run, watch you scamper and try to hide like a scared rabbit, only to scream when I rip the roof off of wherever you've managed to hide. Or maybe I'll just grab you by the neck, give you one quick bite, and it's all over. You'd never even know what happened. All that you would feel is that warm, floaty, euphoric sensation just pumping and pulsing through you, radiating outward from your neck into every single other part of your body. That wonderful heat that seems to echo the beat of your heart, just a thump, thump, thump of arousal. Every beat, another wave of dull, empty pleasure. Pulsing deeper and deeper, and it's impossible not to feel your hands slowly moving to please and tease yourself. You're just being a good toy, after all. Your pleasure makes you hotter and warms my meal for me before I eat. You're just showing good manners. And that's why once you begin, it's so impossible to make your hands be still. All that you seem to want to do is listen and fuck yourself for me, for my wonderful voice and for this endless sense of submission that's spreading through your mind. You're nothing but prey, and like any prey that's caught in a trap, you just follow along. You do what the hunter wants. Be a good toy, and show obedience and deference. Not that it's going to help you, my dear, but I know that it just feels so good to follow along with and do as you're told. And as you tease for me, as you rub and squeeze and heat up that needy body of yours, you may even find that your movements and thoughts are becoming more and more slow and sluggish. Your mind is melting away into this warm emptiness, and there's only arousal left to fill the space. Only that deep sensation of pleasure growing more and more powerful as you grow more and more helpless. And it happens so, so quickly. You didn't even realize it until it was already over, my dear. You can feel my breath on your neck still, but somehow you didn't even feel my fangs slide into your skin. Didn't notice that I've already almost sucked you dry. And you taste so delicious, plaything. The perfect piece of prey. I'm so proud. And your heart's still beating, and beating, and beating, but more and more weakly as I drain more of you away. Finding yourself falling, fading, running out of thoughts, of energy, of everything inside of you. And my breath leaves your neck. My fangs slide out of you, but that pleasure remains. And suddenly, you feel a new warmth elsewhere. Something is pressing against your lips, something radiating heat. Something that tastes just the slightest bit salty and musky. You can feel the flavor spreading over your lips, into your mouth, filling it up, and playing across your tongue. Oh, you can't help it, can you, prey? Of course you find yourself opening your mouth, allowing it in, and the sensation gets so much more powerful inside your mouth for me now. It feels heavy, comforting, pacifying, and I understand exactly why you find yourself obediently beginning to suck, letting yourself become lost in the feelings of warmth and the taste, the scent. It's so easy to give in. That's my good toy. That ache in your neck is mixing with the pleasure of sucking. And together, it's such an intoxicating combination. It's so easy to understand why weak little humans like you submit to the power of a vampire. The pleasure of being used like this, being useful as a food source and a plaything, only grows and grows the longer that my voice fucks your mind. As if the sound and the feeling is just as addictive as the lust itself. Finding your heart beating deeper, your heartbeat moving faster, your mind and your body feeling emptier, as that pleasure just mounts and mounts. Feeling so needy and helpless, and it feels as though your body is beginning to wake up. Even as your mind disappears deeper into this complete submissive trance. As if every suckle and movement that you make, every ounce of pleasure that you feel, is refilling you with energy after my fangs have drained you entirely dry. You're replenishing, plaything. Refilling my cup for me and going back like a good servant to set the table once more. And this cycle can continue over and over. Every time that I feed from you, you can be a perfect little plaything and tease yourself back to being your vampiric master's perfect feast. And I wouldn't be surprised if that made you feel even more longing. You're not just prey, sweetheart. You're a tool. You're useful. And that makes each shiver and moan that you make for me feel 10 times better. Suckling like a good pet, even as your mind has been sucked completely away. And that body of yours is so, so newly sensitive, little thrall. Don't your horniest places feel as though they're constantly being stroked, fucked, played with like toys? All while your arms and legs are feeling so much more disconnected, as if they're made of nothing but TV static. And my new toy just keeps consuming, keeps sucking, and keeps playing, because it needs to refill itself. It needs to be a good little blood bag for its master. And it's hard to imagine anything else in the world mattering as much as that goal does to you right now. Such a depraved little doll. So desperate for this feeling to just overtake you. To feel me pump and pump and burst in your mouth, filling your throat. And oh, that would drive you wild, wouldn't it, toy? Putting your empty little mind into a frenzy because you just want to lap up every last drop. You just need to be good. You need to fill yourself up as much as possible in order to serve any potential need that your new master may have. Feeling so much instinctual pleasure, so much desperate, perverted arousal across your entire body. And I know that it feels so, so wonderful. But just like that, the thing in your mouth is pulled away forcefully, as though you're nothing but a dog eating something that it shouldn't. Your body and your mind reach out for it, pressing your head forward, extending your tongue, but, silly toy, it's already gone. And your brain begins to disappear right alongside it. Drifting back into that empty, still state of nothingness. No commands to follow, and no need for master to feed, so you simply rest. Eyes shut, jaw slack, and your body limp. Feeling your heartbeat settle in your chest, and the ache in your neck just dulling to a slow, methodical throb. Rest, my dear. You've done a wonderful job. The sun is about to come up, and that means that, unfortunately, I must leave you for the time being. It's so quiet now, so soft and slow, but your mind holds on to a gentle piece of that same arousal and need. I imagine that your body is going to continue feeling some of that uncontrollable sensitivity. Your shirt collar brushing your neck, your ass pressing up against a wall or the edge of a table. Any little thing at all might send a wave of happy, horny shivers up and down your body. Just like a nighttime visit from me, you never know when that arousal might strike. And when it does, it's going to leave you with such a deep desire to satisfy yourself. And to satisfy me, my dear. The memory of my visit may melt away with the soft, gentle night, but as you feel your body being overtaken by pleasure, you'll know exactly what to do. You'll take yourself somewhere nice and private. You'll slip out of whatever it is you're wearing, so that your master has his choice of where to bite. You'll return to my voice, seeking me out, and you'll listen, again and again and again. The feeling is so intoxicating, being a thrall to a creature like me. I don't blame you at all for your weakness, plaything. Ah, there's the first ray of sun peeking through the window. I really must be off, my dear, but don't worry. I'll see you again. Now, it's time to wake up.